And now, Minnesota Hospital. The continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, we find Chief of Staff, Dr. Gil Whitney, at the Minnesota State Fair Satellite Clinic, sharing his Pronto Pup with Nurse Helen Trent and discussing the new Minnesota Hospital Almost a Minute Clinic.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen.
Gil.
Oh, Helen, I want to nibble on your neck like it's deep-fried cookie dough.
Gil, you are my Superman.
No, I'm not. I'm just a guy who likes to wear leotards and a cape.
Well, there you are, Dr. Whitney and Nurse Helen. But what are you two doing in the supply closet?
We don't know. We don't have the lights on.
Listen, I wanted to give you a report on our latest Minnesota Hospital fundraiser.
What is that?
Power Bowel.
Power Bowel? What do you win?
Hemorrhoidectomies for life.
Is it a scratch-off?
What do you think?
What are the chances?
That you'll need a hemorrhoidectomy?
No, that you'll win the Power Bowel.
Not good. Anyway, we have moved on to another idea. You know that new amphitheater at the fair's west end?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have Proctology open up a new rear-end amphitheater here at the State Fair, and we have added an extra charge to our patient's bill for entertainment.
What kind of entertainment?
You know all the bogus studies we put out saying laughter is one of nature's great healers?
Yeah.
Well, I have secured two stand-up comedians looking for work. One is the grandnephew of the former President Reagan.
Come on, my hero. The Ronald Reagan?
Oh. Say hello.
Well, hello. You know, genetics are a funny thing. I wanted to get his hair, and instead I got his voice.
So, you're a stand-up.
And the bombing begins in 5 minutes.
Hey, do that joke about the Chicago Bears quarterback. The Viking fans will love it.
All right. Why does President Obama want to send Jay Cutler to Russia?
Why?
Well, he's the only American who can overthrow Vladimir Putin.
Let's bring in his partner.
Hey, turkey necks. If there's a car containing the Detroit Lions, wide receiver, a Lions defensive lineman, and a Lions defensive back, well, who's driving?
Who?
The cop. Hoo-yah!
Oh, he's so funny.
Ooh. Hey, girl.
Who, me?
Yeah. You better have a license, because you're driving me crazy.
Oh, you two are just so precious.
Helen.
You know, Helen, you are so selfish.
Pardon me?
Well, you're going to have that body the rest of your life, and I just want it for one night.
Anyone can be a comedian.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's hear what you got, Dr. Zhivago.
What is the president's favorite vegetable?
Nobody knows or cares.
Broccoli. Broccoli. Get it? Like broccoli?
Yeah, okay. How about this? How about I stick my fist in your mouth and we call it a tongue depressor?
Come on, Helen. I hate this amphitheater. Let's go somewhere where there are no crowds.
Hey, how about a Twins game?
Well, there you go again.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney! Dr. Whitney!
What is it, intern?
Hey, can I try some jokes?
Hey, your weather forecasts are a joke, joke, joke.
I know, but let me try this one. What did the rain cloud wear under his raincoat?
Thunderwear. Hoo-yah!
Hey, I bet urology leaked that.
Hey. Hey, intern, do me a favor, would you? Get me an alligator sandwich and make it snappy. Hoo-yah!
Hello, doctors. I'm here to get the new State Fair in under a minute clinic in order.
Why, it's the director of athletic medicine, Dr. Jock Itch.
Good morning, everyone.
By the way, congratulations, doctor, on your appointment as the director of the new Viking Stadium's Heimlich Wing.
Yeah, we are hoping the Heimlich Wing keeps the team from choking in big games.
So, what do you think, Dr. Whitney?
So, what's this new idea?
We need to get people in this hospital quick and out of the hospital even quicker.
Bob? But still charged the same.
Of course. For example, a guy walks into the under a minute clinic and the intern tells you, there's a guy who claims he's invisible here to see you. What do you say?
Well, tell him I can't see him right now.
That's perfect. Under a minute. Let me give you another one. A guy walks in and says, Doctor, I think I'm a deck of cards.
Well, sit over there, and I'll deal with you later. Oh, yeah? Hoo-yah.
See, that's perfect. It's not even a minute. So a woman walks in and says, Doctor, what do? I have water in the knee.
Wear pumps. Hoo-yah.
Well, it all seems good, but let's see how it works on a real patient.
Dr. Holt. Dr. Holt.
Yes, it's my close personal friend. What is it, Sid? Sid, yeah.
Who is Dr. Holtz?
Well, you see, he's a former psychiatrist who practiced in the Twin Cities for a couple years, but left town quickly with a lot of people still under his spell.
Dr. Holtz, I keep thinking I'm a curtain.
Well, come on, my close personal friend. Pull yourself together.
Dr. Holtz, sometimes people treat me like I'm a wheelbarrow.
Well, that's simple. Don't let them push you around.
You are today's sport of medical hero.
Yes, of course I am, whatever you said.
By the way, I can't pay you any money.
What?
I'll offer for helping me today. Here's a Murray Silver Butter Knife certificate from Tim Murray.
Well, wait a minute, Sid. We're not quite done yet. I need to give you an anesthetic.
After I take that, I won't know anything.
You don't know anything now.
Well, will Dr. Lou Holtz stay in town long enough to use his certificate this time? And what about the stand-up comedians for the Minnesota Hospital Amphitheater here at the State Fair?
Well, Dr. Ventura, I was in the parking lot and I figured out what some of the vehicles the staff drives.
Yeah, I know. The back surgeon drove a Ford Fusion. Hoo-yah!
Well, and what does the optometrist drive?
A Ford Focus. Hoo-yah!
And what about the chief surgeon?
Lancer. Hoo-yah!
Well, now, how about the staff proctologist?
Well, that's easy. A Ford Probe. Hoo-yah!
Join us next year for Minnesota Hospital at the State Fair.